Pretty cool opportunity. Bringing art residencies to 24 special education classrooms. That's the good work of Artists Creating Together, or ACT. Let's talk about this with you, very instrumental in this program, Emily Petersmark. Good morning to you, Emily.
Good morning, Shelley.
Thank you for you. All right. The branding, I call you ACT. I can call you ACT. I can call you Artists Creating Together. What are
Absolutely.
You all about?
Absolutely. Yeah. We go by all names. All names work. We are a nonprofit that works to bring different art programs, visual and performing and music, to students with disabilities across West Michigan.
Nice. You as a program outreach coordinator, obviously doing what you need to do, getting the word out.
Doing my best. I actually just started at ACT in September, so I'm pretty new.
They threw you out to the woods.
They really did.
You're touching some unique lives here, aren't you?
Doing our best to do that. I think that in terms of special education, a lot of these students don't necessarily have the same opportunities as other students, so we do our best to give them the creative opportunities that really like enrich lives.
Nice. All right, let's talk about what is happening. Art residencies you're bringing. What does this mean?
So this means that we are bringing 240 teaching hours to special education classrooms in West Michigan. So we have over 50 teaching artists that we have hired through ACT, and those are all professional artists who work in their field. And we hire them in, and they go out to these classrooms, and they teach very specialized art based on the needs of their students.
Yes. Define a specialized piece of art that one might work on.
Well, for example, one of my good friends, I'm actually in a band called the Crane Wives, and our drummer is a teaching...
Oh, that is a great band.
Oh, thank you.
I should have recognized you, yes.
Well, I'm in my Clark Kent disguise today.
For you.
But our drummer is a teaching artist, and he's teaching drumming and songwriting. And so what he does in going into these special education classrooms is he crafts a syllabus that works well for students who maybe have sound sensitivities or struggle with long lessons, so they'll break it up by 15-minute increments and basically tailor the lessons to the classroom.
Yes. Your teaching artist, Sarah Beulah, is quoted as saying, art is, in a way, a form of communication, and everyone's voice deserves to be heard.
Absolutely. I 1,000% agree with that. Sarah Beulah has been with ACT for a couple of years. Now she started as an intern. She recently taught a class at our ACT studio. We also host a bunch of programming in our studio as well. But Sarah is absolutely correct. I think that art allows us to communicate in ways that aren't conventional. And I think especially for people with disabilities who maybe need a different method of communication, this offers an opportunity to learn a way to communicate with other people.
And are these students... These are 18 to 26-year-olds, is that correct?
That's correct. A lot of these students are transition students, but not all of them. So not all of the residencies are for transition students. We do have some early childhood type of classes as well and programming that we offer.
Who are your partners to help bring this together?
We're working with the UICA, and we're working with Kendall College of Art and Design, GVSU. We're working with a health and healing program called Campus Links, which works with students with different disabilities like ASD and kind of provides specific support for them. We're also supported by Auxiliary, which is a PR company, the Jan and Noah Foundation, Mary Freebed. We have a lot of community partners.
And we're talking art residencies. Who, again, would be some of your artists teaching this?
We've got John Nowak from Desmond Jones, Dan Rickabus from the Crane Wives. I'm also teaching a residency. My name is Emily.
What are you teaching?
I'm teaching art, illustration, and cartooning.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I'd like to sit in on that class.
But, it's a fun class. We have a good time.
Do are these students able to receive their utensils upon attending?
Absolutely. We usually provide a lot of materials for them, and then we at the end of class, we'll have one collaborative art project or a collaborative project that we all work on together.
Are the kids excited for this? What, tell me about the joys. I'm leading the question.
Oh my gosh. I love working with these students. I think that every day that I get to go in there, it's exciting and they seem excited about it. It's a way to break up their day and kind of provide something that's unique and different and bring in kind of different ways of looking at the world. And I think they get really excited about that.
Nice. How so you're looking at 24 special education classrooms, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Are there more classrooms that maybe in the future may need this?
We hope so. I mean, we would love to expand what we offer as much as possible because I think that in terms of need, there is a lot of need in West Michigan. The community is very big, but a lot of people just don't know it yet. And so what we're doing right now, a part of my job as outreach, is to try and make more people aware of the services that we offer.
And again, back to the general title of your organization, Artists Creating Together. This is just an example of
absolutely.
Artists are creating together. Yes. And of course, other activities continue throughout the year.
Absolutely. We've got summer programming starting up. We have programming that runs throughout the year, different classes, different things for adults and youth. We also have health and healing programs that go throughout the year at Mary Freebed, Metro Health. So if you're interested, look us up. We have a website, artistcreatingtogether.org. We also have a studio on Leonard Street off of Monroe. And we have a phone number that you can reach us at, which is 616-885-5866.
All right. Touching lives and touching at least 24 special education classrooms with your art residencies that are so necessary and enjoyed. Emily Petersmark, Program Outreach Coordinator, member of Crane Wise. Thanks.
Thank you.